Thank you very much. I am Vernon Joins, and for just a moment I would like to deal with the subject of followers of Christ. There's no way we can follow the Lord until or unless we know the path He trod. Many people have carefully examined, and many have never carefully read the four clear accounts of the life of Christ that opens the New Testament. One of the best ways to know the Redeemer is to allow Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to portray the life of Christ and to richly explain to us. Mark's emphasis had to do with the majesty of Christ. In the 16 chapters of Mark, we find 6 points of major significance magnified in the earthly sojourn of the Savior. We would follow Him in these avenues of life, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. And we would have the mind of Christ, Philippians 2 and verse 5. He was a man of prayer, logic, conviction, simplicity, discernment, and compassion. To follow the steps of Jesus, 1 Peter 2:21, which we're to do, we must strive to be like Him in these areas of conduct. Now, if we walk today where Jesus walked in reverence and joy, we must humbly, sincerely, and obediently do His blessed will. 1 John 3 and verse 22. Do we have the valuable characteristics that grace His life? A Christian is one who belongs to the Lord. The result of this relationship is that we follow Christ. In Mark 1 verse 35, we see Jesus as a man of prayer. Although He knew all things and had all power, Christ rose up early and went to a private place to commune with the Heavenly Father. Do we follow the Lord in this important matter? We should delight in knowing that whatever we, as a Christian, ask in harmony with God's will, we shall receive it. 1 John 5 and verse 14. Let us therefore pray unceasingly. In Mark 2 and verse 17, the Redeemer's logic ruined the argument of His enemies. And throughout the ministry of Jesus, the religious leaders of Judaism felt the string and the continued teaching along the lines that God would have Him to teach, and this brought a sting of His clear reasoning. Are we like Him in the important areas of life? Perhaps no trait of the Savior is more precious than His compassion. The love of the Lord for little children, Matthew 18:3, 19:14, and His deep concern for lost humanity, Mark 16 and 15. It should propel us into a richer participation in world evangelism. The perceptive power of Christ, John 2:25, should be reflected in our ability to discern between good and evil, Hebrews 5, verse 14. The simplicity of Jesus wars against the pseudo-sophistication of many members of the church who have forgotten the down-to-earth heritage we receive from Christianity, 2 Corinthians 11:3 and Matthew 8:20. We also stand in need of a double portion of the deep conviction the Lord manifested as He exposed hypocrisy, error, impurity, Mark 7:13 and 12:24. May we have the courage to follow the Prince of Peace in a chaotic world. It may not always be easy, but it will be eternally rewarding.